Hi, my name is Dan Royal, and I'm a program manager on the Azure Blockchain Engineering team.
Hi, my name is Kei Yoshikoshi, and I'm a software engineer on the Azure Blockchain team.
And we're here today to announce the delivery of Blockchain Data Manager, a new capability for Azure Blockchain Service. So, what is Blockchain Data Manager? It's a production-grade capability to capture ledger data from Azure Blockchain Service to then transform that data, for example, decode your emitted events and properties from Ethereum smart contracts, and then deliver ledger data in real time to your configured destinations. We've built in support to create connections directly to Event Grid topics, which provides a lot of connectivity options across the entire cloud.
That's right, Dan. And by providing a direct connection to Event Grid for all data in your transaction node, we've enabled seamless integration for a wide array of services, such as Flow, Logic Apps, or Azure Functions integration scenarios, as well as enabled delivery to cloud databases through the use of well-documented connectors.
So this is really fantastic because up until now, developers building end-to-end solutions using Azure Blockchain Service have had to rely on custom-built solutions or have had to manually set up and maintain connectors for each event for each contract. Okay, what would you say are some of the biggest advantages with Blockchain Data Manager?
There are a few important characteristics and advantages that we're delivering now with the release of Blockchain Data Manager. The seamless production-grade and scalable data publishing of ledger data from Azure Blockchain Service with a few simple clicks. And because we use Service Bus within the architecture of Blockchain Data Manager, and because we're highly integrated with the Azure Blockchain Service, we can ensure all ledger data is delivered for every transaction, so you don't even have to worry about the liveness of your data publishing. We also built in support to dynamically discover your contract addresses, so there's no need for you to provide your contract address. Also, we support decoding of emitted events and property state for transactions, so you get the state data that you need for business application integration scenarios.
Thanks, Kay. And I would add that we only charge for what we use. There are no fixed fees, and you only pay for the transactions collected by Blockchain Data Manager, making this an incredibly powerful solution for all scenarios from dev test all the way to full-scale production use cases. So let's take a look under the hood at provisioning a Blockchain Data Manager, and then use this capability to capture, transform, and deliver ledger data to the cloud.
Okay. So this is probably a familiar page if you use Azure Blockchain Service. This is your blockchain member. Now, if you noticed, with this new capability that we have the Blockchain Data Manager tab on the left side, let's see what this does. So here we have a list of all the blockchain data managers that are connected to this transaction node or to this member. And it is very easy to provision a blockchain data manager. So you can click add. You can select a name of your choosing, and then you can choose a specific transaction node that you like. And because of the nature of ABS, you might have different transactions that are private to certain transaction nodes. And here you can select any transaction nodes for your flexibility. So for the purposes of the demo, I've already created a demo blockchain data manager. Let's go in and see what it's doing. So when you provision a blockchain data manager, you'll see this main page. And you'll see the status where it's located, the subscription, as well as the member and the transaction node it belongs to. Basically, this is saying this blockchain data manager is pointed to this transaction node and reading out data. Now, what you'll need to configure here is at least outbound connections. Let's take a look. What this means is that this blockchain data manager will read from the transaction node that you selected and output data to this list of event grids, event grid topics. Here we have one. And you can have one or more event grid topics, and it's very easy to add one. You can click add, choose a name, and choose from a list of event grid topics. You can see that we've already created one here. And you can see that we can jump directly to the event grid topic and see the data is being streamed out. Now, with this minimal setting, what you'll get is the raw block and transactions, but you might want data on specific blockchain scenarios like contracts and events specific to your application. And we've allowed that capability as well by allowing you to upload your contract ABI and your bytecode through blockchain applications. Here you see that we have four contracts that we've uploaded because we want to be tracking these contracts. And it's also very easy to add a new one. You can provide a name, a link to your contract ABI, and your bytecode. And both of these have to be publicly accessible so that we can access it and use it for our decoding. Once you have all this set up, now you'll be able to get data for your contract, your decoded events and properties, as well as we'll also discover new contract addresses for you. Now, after you have this set up, you'll probably want to look at your data and see what's going on and what kind of data you're getting. And there's an easy way to do that. You can see that this event grid topic has a bunch of messages. You can actually, there are many ways to do this. You can create code to pull from this event grid topic. You can also write a logic app connector. And that's what we did. So we have a logic app connector here where we say, if there's an event in the event grid topic, then please create a document in the Cosmos DB. Very simple. Now, if we go to the Cosmos DB, here we have a bunch of the documents. It's basically one document per message that we received. And you can see that we have a bunch of different types of messages. Here, this example is the raw block and transaction message, which is basically talking about the block and all the transactions in that block. We can also have other messages like raw transaction contract creation, which just means that every time there's a new contract created, we can send you a message notifying you of that fact. With the given ABI and bytecode, we can actually also track the contract events and decode it for you. So every time there's an event, we'll send you that event with all the parameters and the values of that event, as well as the capability to send you the contract properties. If there's any changes in the property of a contract, we can send you that detail as well.
So Kate, are you getting through Blockchain Data Manager this information for all transactions on the transaction node?
Yes, for as long as we have a contract ABI and a bytecode for a contract of your choosing, we can decode it for you. Even if we don't have any of your ABIs, we'll at least tell you that we have a transaction in the block.
I see. So this is pretty powerful because up until now, you've had to create a connector for every single event for every contract, right?
Exactly.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So after you get the data, you'll probably want to look at the data and, you know, try to do some analysis. So that's exactly what we did. We actually connected this this Cosmos DB to a Power BI. And this is what we have. So as you can see here, this is a very simple dashboard of the data that is in Cosmos DB. And you can see that we started tracking this transaction node at block number 2361. And right now we're at 65,000. We have two blockchain data managers that are watching this transaction node. And as you can see here, these are the number of unique contract addresses that were created while we've been watching this transaction node. And what this means is that if you had to use the logic app connector, then you had to make the connector 50,000 times. Here, we've already dynamically tracked this contract address for you and delivered the events to you. And as you can see as well, we have a lot of transactions, events, property changes, and hundreds of thousands.
So this is pretty interesting. This is very similar to what you would normally see from a block explorer of mm-hmm. sorts, right?
Yeah.
But what else can we see here? And also maybe, what is this type of contract that we're watching here, or contracts that we're watching through Blockchain Data Manager in this case?
Yeah, so this is a test contract that we have. Basically, we have a contract from a decentralized exchange that is actually being used. We took that and we started generating a bunch of random data to kind of test the capabilities of our system. So as you can see here, we have over time the count of messages, and you see that we're getting transactions, decoded events, and properties. And then we actually, on the weekend, we actually turned this watcher off so that we don't get billed. And then you notice that a few hours ago, we turned it back on, and now we're getting data again. So this is the overview of what kind of data we're getting. But you'll probably want to do a more deeper analysis on the specific events or the properties that are happening. And this is just as easy to do. So here's an example of what you can see. At the bottom, you see that these are the different events that we're seeing over time. And the reason that the number of events are constant over time is because of our generator. So usually in a real life scenario, you'll probably see this be more variable with a bunch of interesting patterns, and then you can do some data analysis from here. But for the purposes of the demo, we've generated a very constant load.
Yeah, I can see. So it looks like we have a constant load of marketplace type of events that are mm-hmm. being emitted here. But I could imagine that in a real marketplace, there'd be a lot of dynamic kind of changes and differences over time from different actors and players in that marketplace.
Exactly.
Okay. So what other state information can we extract here in this view?
Yeah, so we can actually see the specific events. And then for each event, as you know, in Solidity, you can have different parameters. So here, for each of the events, we show you the parameters that are included in the event and also value. So for this view, we've just chosen an example value of each of the parameters. So in this case, there is an order to buy 1,000, order to sell 1,000, and then this is a cancel event. And of course, in the real context, this might not make as much sense, but this is a test case scenario. So you can have any kind of data there that you're submitting to the blockchain. So these are events, and this is if your contract uses the emitting event capability. But sometimes you also might want to track how properties on a contract changes as well, and we provide that capability. So here, it's a very similar graph to the previous one, except this time, these are properties of the contract that we're tracking and how it changed over time. So these are accounts. So this is, again, constant because we're submitting a constant load, changing the properties, you know, in a constant manner over time. Similarly, we can see the different properties that have changed and then also an example value that we observed over time. Obviously, if you deep dive into one of the properties, you'll see various types of combinations of values. And then you can probably use that to run some interesting analytics.
Thank you, Kay. So this is fantastic. And we're really excited to bring to you Blockchain Data Manager. And this is just a quick introduction. We'll be providing a lot more documentation and also doing more block talks mm-hmm. on other application integration scenarios, as well as other integration scenarios with other services and components in the cloud. And so with that, thank you, and look forward to providing Blockchain Data Manager for you